Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes 94.9 FM, along with 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. I thought the music was over. Hold on. Okay, now it's over. Don't even ask. All right, fine. And now, Dimitri 105.5, Big Willie 105.5. Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is also the force multiplier of truth. Well, I certainly butchered that segment, did I not? All right, but at least my thumb isn't bleeding all over the place. I had a paper cut this morning, and I had to improvise. I've got paper towels, wet paper towels with a rubber band around them, so that's my... that's my paper cut Band-Aid this morning. I couldn't find a Band-Aid here at this radio station. A Band-Aid might cost money, and Mr. Deep Pockets might not want to spend money for a Band-Aid. Anyway, all right, fine. Congratulations to our big winner, Sean Lloyd. She won the four-pack of passes for Carnegie Science Center for the month of August, and she'll be picking them up here. So congratulations again, Sean. Very, very happy for you. Okay, so we were talking about the abysmal condition of local media when it comes to news. I mentioned about Nine and what they did with that picture, those poor people, turning into a funhouse mirror kind of a thing right before the 5 o'clock newscast this morning. It was grotesque. It was just grotesque. Seven isn't much better. Honestly, it is soul crushing. I don't know whether to laugh or cry. When I watch the local TV news stations or when I try to wade through some of the stories in the newspapers, I don't know whether to laugh or cry. I just don't. And some of the editorials in the newspapers are the worst. Jesus. They're just so poorly written. It's like, really? Dude, really? Anyway, so the thing with Seven. So they got a... John Walkup is the guy on in the morning. They have new anchors every few months, it seems, for their morning show. I guess about a half dozen in the last couple of years or so, somewhere in there. So the latest is this guy, John Walkup, or Wake Up, or no, Walkup, that was it, Walkup. So he is doing the story just there by himself, because, of course, that's cheaper than having to. And the story is West Virginia has the second highest rate of loneliness in the United States. And apparently this is a very big deal with the play that they gave it. Very, very big deal. And ignore the blood stain there. That's from my paper cut. And you got this guy, John Walkup, and I guess you can see it on the website. West Virginia has the second highest rate of loneliness in the United States. This is what is passing for news. And they're using this from another radio, or another radio, another TV station in Clarksburg, WBOY. I'm assuming it's same company, Nexstar or something. I don't know. But they're giving it lots of play on Channel 7. I thought to myself, well, this sounds like a terrible, ridiculous, absurd story. West Virginia has the second highest rate of loneliness in the United States. And they're passing this off as news. And so I thought to myself, all right, let's take a look at this. So I go to the story. I click the link to the supposed study. And just as I thought, it was a junk study. You know, there's junk science. This is a junk study. It's so bad. I actually highlighted, copied, and pasted this to share this with you, because this is what Channel 7 claims is news. This supposed survey, West Virginia has the second highest rate of loneliness in the United States. At the end of the study, the so-called study, at the end, buried at the end, because I scrolled all the way down, here's what it says. Verbatim. The content of this article is based on the author's opinions and recommendations alone. It has not been previewed, commissioned, or otherwise endorsed by any
of our network partners. Some person wrote this. Pretty much made it up. Said, oh, yeah, that's what it is. And that's what passes for news on Channel 7. It's probably still on their website. You can go there, see it for yourself. Again, it's soul-crushing. It is just soul-crushing what they're trying to pass off as news. It's just heartbreaking. It really is. Anyway, so, all right, so we've got all of that here. Let's see, what do we have here next? The Haitians in Springfield. As you know, there are a lot of illegal Haitians in Springfield. Apparently, some of them eating the dogs and cats and the water fowl in the parks and all that. At least those were the claims by an awful lot of people in Springfield. Haiti, for those who don't know, my sources tell me that Haiti is a country, kinda, in the third world, in the Western Hemisphere. So if you go to the third world and then you go to Western Hemisphere, you will find Haiti on a little island that it's sharing with another country called the Dominican Republic, where we get all of our baseball players. I am told that Haiti is the Western Hemisphere's butthole, that it is so bad, it is so god-awful, the lives of these poor people are so miserable that you just can't even comprehend how bad it is. And I actually feel very sorry for Haitians. I really do, because I do know that much, that country, the only thing that Haiti ever did right, ever, was their slave revolt. Back in the early 1800s, it was a French colony, and the slaves revolted and defeated the French. The only slave revolt that I guess was really successful other than Spartacus, but then he ended up losing too. That's all they've ever done right. Everything else has been just one horrible thing after another, and earthquakes and corruption and slaughter. It's a horrible place. I can't blame a single Haitian for wanting to get to America legally or illegally. I can't blame them. I really can't. It is just a miserable, horrible place. But here in America, we actually have rules, and you got to go through the process. We're not excluding Haitians or other people from other parts of the world. We actually welcome them legally. Just like this country welcomed legally my mom, who came from Greece. She went through the system legally, even learned English and passed her citizenship test. She did it legally. My own mom. But what the Democrats had done, and a lot of establishment Republicans, is they wanted to flood our country with illegals to essentially destroy the country as we have it so they can rebuild it in the new world order, the big makeover. They almost got away with it. And Springfield is a great example of that. Governor DeWine, Mutilation Mike DeWine, has this thing for Haiti. Just this thing, this obsession with Haiti and Haitians and all that. And so it would not surprise me at all if DeWine was somehow behind all of this to get all these illegal Haitians into Springfield, which is a few miles away, a short drive away from the Capitol. In fact, I will bet you your last dollar that DeWine was behind this working with the feds. So you have all these Haitians now in Springfield, illegals, don't understand the language, certainly don't understand the customs and values. How could they? They grew up in Haiti where it was just this chaos. And of course, the people of Springfield are really upset. It's like they're eating our dogs, they're eating our cats, they're eating the waterfowl all across, you know, the lakes and everything in our parks and all this kind of stuff. So now that Trump won, and now that they're doing apparently a very good job of getting rid of the illegals, people in Springfield are organizing to sabotage the efforts. This is according to the Associated Press. People in Springfield, Ohio, prepare to defend Haitians against deportation under Trump's crackdown. How's that for a biased headline, huh? To defend Haitians, not illegal Haitians, and Trump's crackdown. You mean obeying the law? Enforcing the law? Really? The Associated Press is just as bad as all the rest now. A group of about 100 community members, 100. Clergy and Haitian leaders in Springfield, Ohio, gathered this week for several days of training sessions as they prepare to support potential deportees and provide them refuge. Several days of training sessions to sabotage this government, the United States government, from deporting illegal Haitians. There's a woman leads a breakout session during a training hosted by Undivided at Central Christian Church in Springfield, aimed at teaching community and church leaders how to support and shelter immigrants facing deportation. Here's another one. Another image taken from video. Participants hold a discussion in a breakout session during a training hosted by Undivided at Central Christian Church in Springfield, Ohio, aimed at teaching community and church leaders how to support and shelter immigrants facing deportation. Another image, participants filling out a questionnaire during a training session. Others taking notes. Several days of training to teach them how to sabotage our government, duly elected government, from deporting illegals. And yes, I actually am sorry that they're Haitians, but you got to follow the rules. Everyone has to follow the rules, or else you have utter chaos, which is what we had here. And the Haitians and all the others in Ohio didn't even have to take any kind of written exam to pass their driver's license. The rhinos in Ohio wanted to make it very easy for illegals to get driver's licenses. So now they have all these wrecks in Springfield and insurance rates going up and everything else. And it's just madness. It's utter madness. So Trump and Kristi Noem and Holman and all the rest are doing everything that they can to, of course, stop any more illegals from coming across the border. They've done a very good job with that. And now to deport the illegals. And yes, it's gonna be heartbreaking. There's no question about it. So many of these Haitians do want a better life. I cannot blame them for that. I cannot blame them for doing whatever they can possibly do to get out of that hellhole in Haiti. Can't blame them at all. But this is not the way to do it. Do it the way my mom did it. You know, obeying the law. Try that for a change. See how that works out. One thing that I think the Trump administration should be doing, which I don't think they are, is making it much more efficient for legal immigrants to go through the process. Apparently right now you've got to wait several years to do God knows what in order to become an American citizen. I have got to believe that there's an easy way to streamline this. So instead of a few years, cut it down to, I don't know, 1 year, or half a year, something like that. This can't be that hard to do it legally and to check backgrounds and everything else. It can't be that hard. And if the Trump administration would do that in conjunction with the crackdown that they're doing, I think they'll have even better results, because now you can say to every illegal, hey, we've got to kick you out, but the process to become a legal American has now been streamlined. And we can get it cut down to just a few months or a year. And if you're honest and if you're good and if you're not a drug dealer or anything like that, you have a chance to get in a very short period of time. That's the one thing the Trump administration should be doing, which I don't think it is, streamlining the process for legal immigration. That would be a win-win, as I would see it. All right, have a great day.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still.
'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. The men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.